Paul McCartney with Michael Jackson, Say, 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 here on Kate Radio. Afternoons with Aaron. We're going to talk with our Produce State Bank Athlete of the Week coming up in just a moment. First, we're going to hear from his head coach. Aaron Dempiewoof, the head coach of the Glenville Emmons boys basketball team, joins us. And coach, a good afternoon. Thank you so much for the time.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
Now, Aaron, let's talk about the team. And obviously, the last week has been pretty good, winning 2 out of 3, a victory against Cleveland, 67-54, a win against Leroy Ostrander, 85-73. Now, 5 wins on the season. And we're going to talk about Marshall Baseman coming up in just a moment. But kind of go through the guys that make up your team, maybe the 5 starters and guys that come off the bench for the Wolverines.
So, yeah, we got point guard, junior point guard, Weston Anderson. We got senior guard, shooting guard slash point guard, Tannen Hornberger. Senior forward slash center, Damon Ellingson. Guard, sophomore guard, Emmett Knudsen. And then center, junior, Marshall Baseman.
And when it comes to guys that come off the bench for you?
Bench, we got senior Cole Knudsen. He's like a guard-forward combo. Devin Dufour, he's a junior guard. And then Hunter Adams is a sophomore forward slash guard, sophomore guard, Ethan Hayek.
So when it comes to your team, again, we're getting into the stretch run, getting into the playoffs so far. Where do you think the team's strengths have been? And maybe what are some of the things the team has had a focus on more as the season has progressed?
Strengths, I would say probably rebounding. We have really high rebounding numbers, even with our guards. Tannen Hornberger does a really good job rebounding. He's at about 9.5 a game. Our center, Marshall, that we're going to talk about in a little bit, he's got like 13.2 per game. As the seasons went on, we just focused on getting points in the paint. We not the greatest three-point shooting team, but we, I'm never going to say not shoot. Everyone has the green light, but we try to focus on getting points in the paint, and with that comes rebounding. Limiting second-chance points for opposing teams. We talk about that every practice, every halftime, it seems. Limiting turnovers, our own turnovers, and forcing turnovers on the other side.
Aaron Dempiewoof, head coach, Glenville Emmons boys basketball. And one thing you always like to see as a coach, and I love to see for area teams, is improvement. Last year, 1-25 in the season. This year, 5-15. Which I think is great, and obviously everybody loves winning, so the improvement I'm sure has been kind of fun for your team this season.
Oh, for sure. It started in the summer. I think we had a really good summer. We went to a tournament over in Wisconsin Dells, had some success over there playing teams in from different states and stuff, North Dakota, South Dakota, Wisconsin, Minnesota. And then getting Marshall back was big for us. He missed pretty much all of last year. Guys grew up, from sophomore to junior year, from juniors to seniors. They grew up physically, grew up mentally, just everything about it. We just got better. We got more competitive, stronger with the basketball, stronger with the rebounds, like I talked about earlier. It's just, the improvement's been great, and still got a long ways to go. Still some basketball left, so hopefully we can keep building and get some more wins.
You know, Aaron, with every coach that I talk with, it's all about what's done in the off season. I mean, a lot of times success is already determined by what is done in the off season. You said a Wisconsin Dells trip. I mean, not only get to play some basketball against teams you don't get to see too often, but I'm sure it was a great bonding trip for the boys as well.
Yeah, it was a little vacation for us too. We all stayed at the same hotel, and guys went to the water park together and hung out with each other all day, every day, and went golfing, went, like I said, the water park. We went to the downtown together, went out to eat, did everything together. So it was a lot of fun. And, it was good competition, too. So it was great.
Basketball, water slides, and golf.
Yeah.
That's a wonderful combination. Absolutely love that. Now let's talk about junior Marshall Baseman. He is our Produce State Bank Athlete of the Week. You mentioned that Marshall was out for most of last season. I don't have the numbers in front of me, but he's been putting up some big performances, including breaking the school record with 44 points against Leroy Ostrander. I mean, it's amazing when someone scores, 20 points, 30, 40. The double-doubles I've seen where this young man has had over 20 rebounds in a game. Yeah. Aaron, it's remarkable.
Yeah, the game before the Leroy one, too, he broke the school record for rebounds in a game. So he went – 38 points, 29 rebounds in that game. And then the next game, he had 44 points and 15 rebounds against Cleveland. And most importantly, like, and he'll tell you the same thing, we got the win with him too. Like, early in the year, first game of the year, we scored, I think it was 53 points against Mabel Canton. We lost, and he had 36 of them. But it was, you know, all for nothing because we didn't get the win. And but, you know, it's a great individual game, but he wants to win more than anyone. So it didn't mean much to him. But, no, getting these big stats with the wins is huge. Yeah, he's had, I think, four 30-point games. He's had, like, three 30-20 games, four 20-20 games. I mean, it's been pretty crazy. We haven't had stats like that since, like, 2016 with Derek Van Rysselijk. So it's been fun to watch, and it's even better when we win.
You know, and Aaron, I'm glad you brought that up. So in a win, he had 29 rebounds, set a school record. Another win, he had 44 points. I joked about this last week. LeBron James broke the NBA record with most points in a game, but guess what? His team lost. So yeah. It is different. There's something different to it when you're winning games and breaking records. Now let's talk about junior Marshall Baseman. And again, what kind of injury did he have to come back from last year?
It was a torn rotator cuff that he suffered in football.
And we'll talk with him coming up in just a second. But, I mean, you want to talk about a young man that was probably a chomping at the bit to get back out there.
Yeah, he definitely wanted to get back out there his whole offseason. I mean, he came back for like the last two or three games last year.
Okay.
But the condition levels weren't quite where he would want it at. And, you know, we got him in, but kind of just at a limited fashion. And then the offseason, yeah, he went to work and hit the weight room and got ready for the season, really.
Aaron, what makes him such a good basketball player? Obviously, he's got to have some height to him, you know, a little bit of size. He's battling with the big guys in your conference. I mean, what makes Marshall Baseman such a good basketball player?
Being coachable, like he listens. I mean, you know, like a lot of these big guys, and myself included when I played, wanted to sit at the three-point line. And yep. It's like, dude, you know, that's not where the money's made. You're huge down low, man. Just get down low. And he runs the floor better than every guard in the conference. So we just push the ball ahead to him, and he takes it to the hole. And that's where he gets his points, by outrunning people right down the middle of the floor. And that's because he listens, and he takes coaching, and he adjusts. And that's what makes him special, in my opinion.
Aaron Dempy-Wolf, head coach, Glenville Emmons Boys Basketball, talking about his team and this week's Produce State Bank Athlete of the Week, Marshall Baseman. Aaron, thank you so much for the time. Good luck the rest of the way, and I'll have you pass the phone over to Marshall.
Sounds good. Thank you.
Hello?
Hey, Marshall. Congrats on being our Produce State Bank Athlete of the Week.
Thank you.
So coming back from the rotator cuff injury, how tough was that for you to miss a good portion of last year's basketball season?
It was really tough. Sitting on the bench, all I wanted to do was be involved. All last year, I was just doing stats for the team, you know, and hyping them up, trying to be there for them. And when I got to come back those last four games, it was like really exciting for me. I was really ready to get back into it, and I even got myself cleared 2 months earlier than I was supposed to along from the doctor.
Okay, very cool. Now, your coach says that you're a big guy that stays inside, you run the floor. I do have to ask you, do you ever try to sneak out to that three-point line?
Oh, yeah, especially in our game against Lyle Pacelli, a really, really good team. I got out to the corner, and I made my first three of my career.
Oh,
right,
really?
There.
Okay.
Yeah, it was a really good shooting night for the team. I didn't actually get a lot of post looks on that game, but I was glad to get out to the corner and shoot a little bit. And after that game, I actually texted her, and I'm like, you know, now that I've scored 44 from the inside, I want to see what I could do on the outside.
What was his return text?
He's like, pretty much the floor is yours, but stick to your bread and butter. Don't stop going to the middle and keep winning some games.
Oh, that's absolutely awesome. Marshall Baseman, our Produce State Bank Athlete of the Week. And Marshall, when did you start playing basketball?
I started playing basketball in fifth and sixth grade.
Okay, and where have you maybe worked on your skill set the most over the years?
I would say playing in the post mostly. A lot of fifth and sixth grade was spent on dribbling and, you know, getting that solid core of all your basketball skills that you need. But as soon as I was in seventh, eighth grade, I was starting to become more of a post player, like working on my free throws, okay. You know, getting those layups in, making sure I'm consistent with all of that.
Because, Marshall, I'm assuming as only a junior, and your coach said, you know, the biggest thing about the two nights where you set the record, one in rebounds and one in points, is your team picked up wins, and that's the most important thing to you. But as a junior, I mean, be honest. You're looking to break your own records at some point, right?
Oh, for sure. 50 is my goal right now.
50, okay.
And adding on just 2 3-point shots would have brought the night to 50. So
see?
If we can extend out a little bit and get me scoring and shooting those threes, I'd be ecstatic.
Marshall, when it comes to other sports at Glenville Emmons and other activities, what else are you involved in?
So obviously, before my injury, I was in football. I tried it out for a little bit at the start of the year, and it just didn't feel right anymore.
Okay.
And obviously basketball, and golf has been my new favorite one. I started last year, and my first time on the golf course was playing in the golf season. And from the start, I was shooting really high over par, like 36, and I got all the way to varsity in my first year.
Nice.
Yeah.
Very cool. So when you're not participating in sports, what else are you doing? Well, what keeps you busy besides school and in sports?
I do like to weight lift.
Okay.
And I've recently picked up chess, trying to, you know, expand my mind.
Wow. Good for you.
Yeah.
I'll play you in checkers sometime. I know nothing about chess, yeah. but that's awesome. That is absolutely awesome. Marshall Baseman, our Produce State Bank Athlete of the Week. Marshall, before we let you go, mention your parents' names and mention if you have any siblings as well.
My dad is Matthew Baseman, and my mom is Mariah Baseman. And I have 4 siblings, Mitchell, Maxwell, Miles, and then Michaela Baseman.
So we're sticking with the M theme. Where are you in the 5 kids? Are you oldest in the middle?
I am oldest.
Okay.
So, and I went in order, yeah.
Good job, big brother. So do you have siblings that are going to be basketball players too, or maybe already playing basketball?
Oh, that's the goal. I want all of them to play sports of some kind, like golf. I've recently got my brother Mitchell into it. And then I'm trying to push basketball and, you know, maybe even football for the little ones, because I still love football. I just didn't feel right playing it.
44 points in a game, school record. 29 rebounds in a game, school record. The goal is to hit the big 5-0 in a game. He's only a junior. Marshall Baseman, this week's Produce State Bank Athlete of the Week. Marshall, thank you so much for the time. Congratulations on the award, and good luck the rest of the season.
Appreciate that. Thank you. And thank you for the call.
Absolutely. Now get back to practice, right?
Yeah, to a game, actually.
Oh, that's right. Are you jumping on a bus soon?
Yep, 3:55.
Okay, I'll let you go. Good luck in Northrop tonight.
Thank you.